You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
Hey, everybody. Today, I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. In the complex world of enterprise identity, securing legacy web apps at scale can be daunting. Strata Identity makes it simple. With Strata, you can effortlessly integrate non-standard apps with any identity service, like MFA or SSO, with zero coding and zero hassle. Designed by identity architects for identity architects, Strata works with every vendor, standard, and app architecture. This means your apps can now speak modern protocols and integrate seamlessly with your chosen identity services. From securing on-prem web apps to migrating away from outdated identity providers or consolidating them, Strata helps you keep your complex access policies as you modernize your identity infrastructure and get rid of technical debt. Join leading organizations like 3M, Dallas County, and CIBC in securing your apps with Strata. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your identity security priorities, and receive a complimentary pair of AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Connect today at strata.io/cyberwire.
Adapting cyber espionage tools for cybercrime, ISIS announces new targets in France. Security and law enforcement authorities seek to turn social media information into actionable intelligence, but many challenges remain to be overcome. Support for weaker crypto weakens in the U.S. Congress, and NSA makes grants to support undergraduate participation in cyber research. This is John Petrick, the CyberWire's editor, in Baltimore, filling in for Dave Bittner with your CyberWire Daily Podcast for Tuesday, February 9th, 2016. Kaspersky's been noticing increased adoption of cyber espionage tools by financial criminals. One group, the Russian gang using the Mattel Crimeware package, has been able to establish the sort of complex persistence APT groups commonly achieve, and it's been using them for, among other things, raiding ATMs. ISIS has announced that its principal targets in France will henceforth be demonstrations protesting immigration from the Middle East. Note that the targets announced are demonstrations, not groups, which suggests that physical violence against demonstrators is envisioned. It seems worth mentioning in this context that refugees' flight from the Middle East to Europe has been largely driven by ISIS itself. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon reported last week that some 34 groups, as he calls them, have in some fashion aligned themselves with ISIS. Police raids in Spain and Germany pull in suspected supporters of violent jihad, and another sometime Londoner is identified as the western-pointing face of atrocity in Syria. U.S. authorities appear to have turned one Jesse Morton into a snitch. Morton was the former proprietor of, quote, Revolution Muslim, unquote, an al-Qaeda recruiter and inciter of violence against unbelievers and blasphemers. Morton has been released early from prison and is now reported to be following the path trod earlier by Lulsec Sabu, helping the feds build cases against his one-time clients and allies. Intelligence services would like very much to be able to mine social media for threat indicators and warnings, but data in social media are in many ways resistant to such analysis. The Baltimore Sun publishes notes on research efforts underway, in DARPA and elsewhere, designed to make the analytical problem more tractable. Part of the challenge lies in distinguishing bots from bods. More difficult still is distinguishing rants from serious threats, irony from earnestness, and so on, as researchers grapple with the long-recognized murkiness and fecundity of logical intentionality. Well, Willard Van Orman Quine called intentions creatures of darkness at least half a century ago, and creatures of darkness they remain, and in some ways that's probably a good thing. Twitter, like Google, is showing a tentative private sector contribution to combating radicalization. In Google's case, it's a display of counter-terrorist messages alongside search results that seem prompted by extremist leanings on the part of the searcher. With Twitter, on the other hand, it's deletion of accounts judged as belonging to extremists. There's still nothing to suggest that the private sector has a technical solution to the problem security services and the research arms continue to grapple with. The role federal law enforcement and intelligence organizations should play in cybersecurity continues to evolve in the United States. The director of NSA is considering reorganizing his own agency for greater efficiencies and effectiveness. The Department of Homeland Security, which owns responsibility for the .gov domain, among other things, is another significant player in federal cybersecurity. We spoke recently with the University of Maryland's Marcus Rauschecker, who gave us an overview of the department's roles and missions.
Joining me is Marcus Rauschecker from the University of Maryland Center for Health and Homeland Security. They are one of our academic and research partners. Marcus, the Department of Homeland Security, what are their roles and responsibilities in cybersecurity?
Yeah, so the Department of Homeland Security plays a lead role in cybersecurity. It is one of the agencies that is charged with a tremendous amount of roles and responsibilities when it comes to cybersecurity. One of those important roles is the coordination of all of the cybersecurity efforts that are going on. So DHS will help coordinate a lot of the efforts on the federal side. It'll work with state and local partners to use all the resources available to make sure that the country as a whole has a good cybersecurity strategy.
And it's my understanding that their role is expanding with new cyber legislation?
Absolutely. So DHS's role is going to become ever more important, especially now that we have new cybersecurity legislation. DHS will essentially be the portal for all of the cyber threat information that the private sector is going to start sharing with federal government. All of the information that the private sector wants to share with the federal government is going to go through DHS.
So why DHS? Why specifically is their role expanding?
So I think DHS's role is expanding for a couple of reasons. First, they've traditionally been the agency that has done a lot of the coordination of cybersecurity information, cyber threat information on the civilian side. And it was also very important for privacy groups and civil liberties groups when the new cybersecurity legislation was passed, the Cyber Information Sharing Act. Was being formulated, that all the information going from private sectors should be going to a civilian agency. And of course, DHS was the natural choice.
Marcus Rauschecker, thanks for joining us.
Legislation aimed at limiting access to strong encryption seems to be losing momentum in the U.S. Congress as policymakers explore alternative approaches to law enforcement and intelligence collection. The recently concluded U.S.-EU Privacy Shield data transfer accord still needs to be worked out in practice. European mistrust of U.S. surveillance capabilities and presumed intentions are in conflict with U.S. and, in truth, European desire for more threat information sharing. EU officials think details of implementation will be firmer in about 2 months. In the meantime, observers warn companies not to misread Privacy Shield as an agreement with only regional implications. It's expected to have far-reaching effects on how data are handled, especially in clouds. Some new educational initiatives are out, and they're worth watching. NSA has made research grants to two universities, Marshall University of Huntington, West Virginia, and East Tennessee State of Johnson City, Tennessee. Both institutions are located in Appalachia. The NSA grants would support research that involves some significant undergraduate participation, with the additional goal of bringing members of underrepresented regional groups into the cyber workforce.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.